Okay, real quick, I'm going to show you how deep the devil's tricks are. So these narcissist teachers that try to get you free from narcissists, because we didn't know it even existed, but it's real. They're teaching you how to see past the narcissist games, right? And then you can look at their symbology. You can see that they're taking you into new age and be your own God and so forth. So on one point, they're showing you how to escape the narcissist and not to be a narcissist, but in a spiritual manner, they're turning you into a narcissist where you worship yourself. You are your own God. And that's their whole game. It's a game so the narcissist messes with your mind and pushes you down. So they set up these, so quote unquote, teachers to set you free from narcissism, which is a demon-possessed person. And then you go to this teacher who is a demon-possessed teacher because they're teaching New Age stuff. And then you end up being a worse narcissist towards God than anything, because these teachers that don't mention God and that God sets you free and don't point you back to the Bible, but you can figure it out in your own power. Yeah, you can get free from a narcissist, but you're becoming one with respect to God. It's good that you can learn from these people certain things that you never knew existed. But think about it. The flower of life symbology, all this stuff is Mother Earth worship and Babylon and Egypt and bondage. And you can be your own God, and you can rise up in your own, pick yourself up by your own bootstraps instead of running to God and getting free. You're so caught up with the New Agers that you end up thinking, if you do get free, you become more of a slave to the devil, because you don't even put God as the one who set you free. You think you did it. Really? That's how deep the matrix goes, people. That's how deep the devil's games are. It's a multi-level chess game. They'll rescue from a narcissist while they're turning you into one with respect to God, that you want to be your own God. They're turning you in to your self-enlightenment guru self, which the reality is they don't have the answers. They don't have the answers. Jesus is the answer. That's really happening. So I had to throw it out there. I've talked about it before, but I think I accidentally deleted the video. But I'm uploading it right now.